Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hello, hello. How are we today?
I'm good.
Oh, I was. Good. We've got a special guest with us today.
We do.
This special guest I met about 6 months ago now when we were working on a project together. And I was really excited to hear about what she does because I had no idea before we met. I'd been a member of the organization that she works for about, well, actually my husband has for good 10, 15 years. And I had no idea about some of the services that they offer. So, ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to introduce you to Anne Kemp. Hi, Anne.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Really well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. That was a really good intro.
That was way more professional than my intros, I have to say.
That's not bad for it off the cuff, good. Then.
Mine are like, g'day, welcome to the show. So, who are you?
Oh, we've got to make people feel at ease. That's, you can't the difference just throw them under the bus.
Difference between men and women, hey?
Well, okay, let's not touch on that one today. And why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what you do?
Okay, so my name is Anne Kemp. I'm the Employer Services Manager at BusQ Superfund. BusQ is an industry superfund based here in Queensland. We're a national fund as well. Mm-hmm. And we are an industry superfund primarily for the building and construction industry. We've been around for over 30 years and we work really, really hard to look after our members.
Yes, you do. I agree. Especially because I've got a bit of background knowledge here.
So what is that background knowledge, Nick?
Just having been part of that group for 10 to 15 years now and knowing what they do do.
Mm. Now, Anne, I should probably tell you at this point that I was a financial planner for 8 years, had my own firm, had, four planners and a whole bunch of staff. So I know a little bit about superannuation and investments and planning. So I'll try not to ask too many technical questions, but it's
that's really good.
It's a bit of a segue into the fact that I think this area baffles a lot of people, and for tradies especially, it can be crazy confusing.
Yeah, it's definitely true. People think about their superannuation not very often, as you know, and when mm-hmm. they do, it's always in the too hard basket or put it off till tomorrow, and tomorrow sort of never comes until they reach some point in their lives when they have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone says, I've got three super funds or five, which is what I quite often would hear the average would be on site, and I need to roll them all together. And they feel quite embarrassed that they've got five funds. And I said, well, that's fine. That's normal because that's the average that you'll hear about out there. And so, people do put it in the too hard basket. They think that's a difficult process. And as you know now, it's very, very simple to roll all your super funds into one. You can do it all online. It's done within a matter of 3 days. And most super funds we do especially have an over-the-phone service where we help people do it over the phone. That's the other thing I think that tradies find really hard. They're not great with paperwork. So I say, make sure you put an authority on your account so we can speak to your better half. So
uh-huh, can, love it.
You know, at least talk to them. If they're the people who do the paperwork or they're the people who sort your finances, then it's a good idea to just do that from the outset. It's a simple thing, and then you don't have to take the phone calls. You don't have to make the phone calls. Somebody else can help you. And so that's the biggest thing, that people do put it in the too hard basket, and they do put it off till tomorrow. And that's why people like myself are here, to make it easy. And to that's our sort of internal saying that we have here at BusQ. It's all about making the difficult easy. And we understand the building industry. We understand the people that work in it. We have an in-depth understanding of, what they're like with paperwork, as a general speak, and that, their skills tend to be around working on the tools. And we need to make things easy for them because Yeah, superannuation can be put in the too hard basket. It doesn't need to be, but that's what people often do with it.
So, and I just want to back up a little bit and ask you a question, which is, how did you come to be doing this? Now, I'm pretty sure I'm detecting a slight accent, but I could be wrong.
You're right.
So can you give us a bit of backstory? How did you come to be working with BusQueue and being in this industry? And, you know, what's a bit of your journey?
So my journey, I started out my career working at a company called Norwich Union in Dublin, which specializes in pensions and annuities and retirement products. So that was back as a young 21-year-old, long time ago. And I came to Australia on a working holiday visa 20 years ago and met a young lad, a tradie as well, actually. And we ended up moving to Ireland for a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
So he got to experience life as a tradie in Ireland and like it very much, the cold weather over there. And then we moved back to Australia 17 years ago, and we've lived here ever since. We got married in Ireland, but lived here. And my first job, I worked for the administration company that looks after BusQueue, so we outsource our administration, like most super funds do. And as part of that, I worked actually on the BusQueue account. And then 11 years ago, I came across to work here at BusQueue, and I love it. I feel inspired every day coming to work. It's a great place to work. We have a great culture here. Everything we do is in our members' best interest.
Yeah.
So I don't have any conflicts. I work with a tremendous bunch of people, most of the time. No, they're great. So I feel very, very blessed here, yeah. So that's how I came to be living in Australia.
Cool.
Married a young Australian lad, and
so
here I am.
So tradies really do get the ladies. There you go.
Apparently.
So what trade is he in?
He's not a tradesman anymore. My husband was an engine reconditioner.
Interesting.
Yes, and still a car nut. Yes.
Yeah. So can I ask what he's doing now? Because that fascinates me to hear about. I know this has got nothing to do with superannuation and financial planning, but tradies who are literally off the tools, either doing something else or they've sold the business or whatever.
Yeah, so he was an engine reconditioner, and he went to work for Caltex about 15 years ago, which at that time, you know, opened up a whole new world of opportunities for us financially, because in his trade, whatever he was earning at the time, he pretty much doubled overnight going to work for Caltex. So he didn't own his own business at that time, and just saw that as a really good opportunity for himself and for us to move forward. And he's been very lucky in working there and very happy there, and, you know, has changed roles a number of different times. Really likes it. So
cool. So
he always uses his knowledge as a tradie, because, you know, all those measurements that you learn to do and all those specifics, they come in very handy.
Absolutely.
In whatever role you go on to be in.
So. Yeah. It's a great set of skills, you know, and just for life in general, like being capable with things, you know, with your hands. I'm really grateful for my tradie background, although I didn't complete a trade. I did spend a whole bunch of years labouring and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I've got a shed full of tools and, you know, I do a lot of my own mechanicals and woodworking and that sort of stuff. But I've been driving a desk for half my life. You know, I'm not a tradesman by definition, but they're just such handy skills. You know, I can fix things and I diagnose problems in the house and call them into the landlord. It's like, hey, the transformer's gone on the downlight again. Can you send someone to replace it? You know, it's like, they're just cool skills, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. But it certainly looks after my car for me and the problems that happen with it. Onto them straight away. So there's never an issue with mechanical stuff. Now, and pretty handy around the house too, I might add. Thank goodness.
Now, sadly, those skills don't translate into financial planning and superannuation generally, do they?
No, I'm pretty lucky with him. He's got that mathematical brain, which is good. But yeah, in general, no, they don't. So, and I must say with my husband as well, paperwork is definitely not his strong point. So when I first met Steve and I first came, like actually when we moved back to Australia and I was working in superannuation at first, he was one of the people that had five superannuation accounts. Yes, so we had to go and sort that problem out straight away because every employer he worked with as a young man, he had a different account with, and he didn't understand what that meant for him, having five different sets of super funds, five lots of fees, five lots of insurances, things like that.
Yep.
Okay, I think it's confession time. I need to confess. I have three.
How many have you got?
I've got three.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And I've recently tried to roll one over, but I can't remember any of the details, so I'm scrambling to find them to get it sorted. So there we are. I feel better now. My confession's out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay, Nicole. Well, you know my number.
I love
you
it.
Should give me a call after this interview and I'll help you out.
Done.
Because, Anne, the superannuation landscape has changed a bit in the last 10, 15 years, has it not?
Yeah, it's changed quite substantially. I suppose it's a lot easier to do things now as well. The government's become more involved. Sadly, generally, every time there's an election, they do make changes, which makes it complicated for people outside of the industry to understand and to keep up with.
Yeah, yep.
And it's something that they'll probably keep doing for a while. Not huge changes always, but there can be quite a few. And it affects business owners and it affects people as individuals as well. So.
Mm.
And before we get too far into talking about super and the products that BusQ has to offer and how you can help tradies, how about we just check in with that disclaimer?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Now would be a good time to disclaim yourself.
So what we talk about here today is general information only. It's not personal advice. So before anybody acts on anything that we're talking about, you should speak to a professional advisor.
Absolutely, tradie. So you know what you need to do. You need to call BusQ.
Mm-hmm.
Start there.
Don't
find
ask,
an advisor.
Don't ask me because I'm no longer qualified
and
or
I
licensed.
Have no idea.
Aren't you?
Nope. I let all of it lapse when I left the industry. It was like, I'm done. I'm out. So I escaped.
But so, definitely it's just general information. We're just talking about tips and tricks and different things here today. And you should definitely go and seek professional financial advice before you take any action on anything we're talking about.
Agreed.
So tell me, Anne, I mean, you're going to be slightly biased here when I ask this question, but is it worth having a financial advisor and actually speaking to a professional about superannuation and investments and retirement planning and all that stuff? Or is it just, you know, should we just work really hard and make money and build up our business and we'll be fine?
So if you know a lot about investing, then maybe you don't need to see a financial advisor because you know how to do everything yourself. But if you don't, then it's a bit like having a specialist doctor, I guess. If you know something's wrong or something's not quite right and you're not the expert in that field, of course you're going to go and seek an expert opinion. And all you're doing by finding an expert financial planner or advisor is helping yourself. You can choose to take the information and not do anything with it, or you can choose to, you know, take it on board or take some of it on board. And it's really just seeking a second opinion from somebody that's expert in their field that can help you.
Do you find there are a lot of experts at barbecues?
There's a lot of experts at barbecues. Yes, there is. I think it's like being a doctor. You know, people tell me if they're in the medical profession, they're at a barbecue, I'm a doctor. If they're an eye doctor, somebody, you know, you don't explain I'm an eye doctor and oh, I've got sore foot.
Yeah.
I work in superannuation. Oh, what about those? Can I buy a house with my super? I heard my mate did that.
That's the one. It's like, my brother-in-law, he did this thing with emu eggs and made a killing, you know. Shouldn't I be doing that?
Yeah, there's a lot of that and a lot of confusion around self-managed super funds. A lot of people are very interested in those, and it's probably, if I had a dollar for every time I got asked that question out on site, can I buy a house with my own super? I'd have a lot of dollars in my savings can because that's
can I?
Thing that people are really interested
in. So can I buy a house with my super fund?
So if you have a self-managed super fund, potentially, as you would know, Warwick, you can buy a house, but not for yourself to live in.
That's right.
Yeah. And so it's a little bit different than the barbecue talk and the things that people talk about. And, of course, with a self-managed super fund, there's so much to consider. And if you're considering that road, you probably really, you need to be talking to an advisor.
Yeah. And now I had a bit of a rule of thumb when I was advising about general advice on self-managed super funds and when it was appropriate to consider them. Are you able to share your opinion or thoughts on that around, you know, when should someone really be seriously considering that, or when is it just like, dude, forget about it, just leave it in Buscue?
It's each to their own. I guess it depends what you want to achieve from your business or from your superannuation. So I would definitely be talking to a financial advisor if it's something you're looking at. I'm not a financial advisor myself, make that claim as well, but generally people should have quite a high account balance. So we're seeing people talking to advisors with $50,000 in their superannuation. It's probably not appropriate when you have to pay approximately $5,000 in fees every year. If you're in a fund like Buscue, you're paying $78 a year in administration fee. Yep. You have to have it audited. You really need to be heavily involved in the investment side of things yourself. People are getting up there with their account balances. So you would see a lot of business owners talking to their accountants and financial planners as they get higher balances, $250,000, $300,000.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when people move across to a self-managed super fund, we often get them coming back to us saying, oh, I was talked into this. I wasn't 100% sure about it at the time. I liked the thought of it. And then saying, I wish I never left, or can I come back? And of course they can, but they've made the leap and they've gone outside and they've found out, actually, this is not for me because there's so much work involved.
There's a lot of work involved.
And the fees. The number of people I've seen that self-managed super is great. There is work involved. And even if you do the work and you have a good investment strategy and all that sort of stuff, the cost to administer the thing is significant, that the accounting fees and the audit fees and the lodgement fees, and that's what really chews into balances. And I guess that's something I wanted to touch on with you, Anne, about, in looking at super and what's an appropriate, not product advice, obviously, but, how do you decide what's best as an individual? I'm a tradie, I've got 50 or 100 grand in super, if I'm lucky, probably. What things do I need to take into account in figuring out what's going to be best for me?
So, just generally speaking, I guess you need to take into account your age, how long you have to go to retirement, what you want to achieve when you do retire, what kind of a lifestyle you want to have at that time. You also have to think about now, like what your income is now, what people like to think, oh, I'd like to put extra into my super, but you have to think about, I guess, what's affordable. So, can you still put food on the table for your children or buy uniforms and cover your day-to-day living as well?
Yeah.
I meet a lot of tradies that are self-employed or they're starting out, and you know what it's like, Nicole, one day the sun's shining and you're making heaps and the next day it's a downturn in the industry and times are tough. Mm. So the other things you have to consider, I suppose, is if you're self-employed, how you're trading, if you're a sole trader or if you're trading as a company or a partnership, if you're an employee of your company, then in that situation you do need to pay super for yourself if you're drawing a wage, which is 9.5%, the same as you pay for your employees. Mm-hmm. And if you're trading as a sole trader, there's no obligation on you that you have to pay super, but you certainly can. So if you want somewhere to put your money for retirement, then you can use your super. You can use the superannuation fund.
There is an awful lot to think about when it comes to super. And if you're somebody like me, and I still think I'm pretty savvy, but this stuff is, a lot of it's just stuff I've never really thought about before. And I can see, okay, I'm 40-ish with a strong emphasis on ish, but, I don't want to be working forever and ever. So these are the things I need to think about. And for me as a parent of a young adult, it's actually stuff we're talking to her about now at 22, rather than letting it get to 40 and think about it then.
Yeah, we do a lot of education here at BusQs. So we work with trade schools and we get out there and we talk to the students. So they're becoming a tradesperson after they leave this college or school. Mm-hmm. And we talk to them about what super is, how much their employer has to pay, if they're under 18, what the obligations are, what it means to have insurance in your super, and how the money gets invested. Mm-hmm. And we try and keep it as simple as possible. We do education with our older members, so people, we call it, sort your financial future sessions. Mm-hmm. So people are feeling a bit uneasy or unsure about seeing a financial planner. It's a really good session to come along to because it gives a good background into things you should be thinking about, and there's a lot of case studies and examples of people that we've helped with financial planning and advice, so different types of advice and how it's helped people at different stages in their life. So if you're single or if you're in a partnership or that kind of thing. So at our age, Nicole, because I think I'm kind of the same age
too. 40-ish.
It's a good, and maybe you too. It's a good session to go along to because you're just a face in the crowd. Nobody knows who you are, I guess. And if you're feeling a little bit apprehensive, which like we're working at the people generally are, it's good to come along to those education sessions because you actually make sense. It's, you know, oh, this is what Bob and Betty did. You know, they were 50, they had this. Mm-hmm. If they did scenario one, they ended up with this. Scenario two, they'd end up with this.
Yeah.
And it really makes sense. And I always tell people it's like learning a new language. You know, when you learn to speak French, you don't speak French straight away. So,
sure.
You know, you go and you live there and then after 6 weeks, you start to get an understanding of the language. And then after maybe 3 months, you start to speak it back. And then after 6 months, you might be quite fluent in the language.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone like myself or yourself, Warwick, we deal in financial speak all the time and we understand it. But for other people, it can be quite daunting. So coming along to a session like that is great. Our staff are really used to people who are tradies or work in the building industry. So we don't use any lingo, I guess. We just make it as easy as we can for people to understand. And that's a huge step. If you take that step and just, you know, make the effort to understand it a bit more, that makes a huge difference because then you'll go, oh, I know what will happen if I do a salary sacrifice and do 50 bucks a week extra into my super.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I now understand what that means.
And there is a particular language, though, for everything in our life, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a CrossFitter and there's a particular language, there's a set of words that it's helpful to understand what a clean and jerk is or what a barbell is versus a dumbbell or, you know, ring muscle ups. Like to a non-CrossFit or functional movement person, that stuff doesn't mean anything. But once you understand what those terms mean, then you can start to make sense of things yourself, even if you never do that. And I think for me, looking at the stuff ups that people make with their super and their retirement planning, and retirement planning sort of invokes these images of grey-haired guys like me who are getting ready for the rocking chair. But retirement planning starts when you're 21 and you first pick up a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you should start retirement planning because it gives you more time to actually get ready for it. But I think because of that language, people shut off a little bit because you have to use the word superannuation or investment or returns or whatever when you're talking about that because that's just the particular language of that environment. So a question I did want to ask you off the back of that is about stuff ups. Like what are some of the most common or perhaps the scariest stuff ups that you've seen people make, be they members or just, you know, tradies in general?
Not taking action is a big one. So, you know, we'll go to a trade show with the QBCC or somebody and you see the same people there next year when you go back again and they will have had a conversation with you and they'll say, oh, I've got 5 super funds. I want to roll them all in. So you have to bring me on to this. And then you come back next year and say, oh, I haven't been meaning to do that. I haven't gotten around to it. So that's a big thing because time goes, as you guys know, and the next thing it's 12 months later, and the next thing it's 5 years later, and then it's 10 years, and then it's 20 years. So it's really important to take some action and take it now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the sad things that we see, and I was telling you about this service that we've got, Nicole, we've got a response team here at BusQ.
Mm-hmm.
So we see a cycle sometimes when people claim a financial hardship.
Mm.
And so that's when you've been out of work for more than 6 months and you need to claim your super. You can claim up to $10,000 a year. And we see a sad pattern or cycle of people coming back to do that every 12 months
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. they've gotten themselves into some strife or financial hardship.
Yep.
And so, you know, we want to be able to help people out of those situations. And so our response team is designed to do that, to cancel people through, put them in touch with somebody at that time, understand the underlying reasons for it and look after them a bit more holistically.
Mm.
So that's a sad situation. The other thing you see sometimes with tradies is they can be making quite a lot of money and don't know what to do with it
mm-hmm.
and find lots of nice things to spend it on. Super isn't one of them for investing.
Yeah,
so, you know, tomorrow does come and there is another there may not be another payday like you have today, so it's more about, you know, getting the right advice and doing something about your money now.
I think knowledge is power, and I think that's the thing, you know, it's really scary what we don't know, but you can't act on making changes for your future if you don't know. So you need to make that first step, get along to a roadshow, find out what these big words mean that we don't necessarily like and take it from there. And I think one of my most favourite things about BusQ, and this just came from a conversation that Anne and I had over a table. We were just talking about what each of us does, was the other services that BusQ has. Mm. I don't know any other super fund, perhaps there are, that has something like a emergency response team that can come in and help somebody who's in financial crisis. I just think that holistic approach is extremely beneficial, particularly for tradies.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So it begs the question then, and I'm asking lots of questions, aren't I?
You are.
I sort of promised I wouldn't do this. why BusQ? What's different about you guys?
So the main difference between us and any of our competitors is the service that we offer. We don't just talk the talk, we do walk the walk. So we are very much involved heavily in the industry. We are involved with all different sides of the industry, stakeholder partners. I don't want to mention anyone in case I leave somebody out, but we are, you will see us at events, you will see us at the trade shows. We very much about, like, we have a very high service activity. So we have our barbecue bus, which I don't know if you've ever seen that. So the barbecue bus travels around all the job sites. And we have one in Canberra as well. We have a trailer in North Queensland and we do smoke or barbecue for people on site or an early morning start. We often do, the guys on the bus are always at night at 4 a.m. in the morning for a 6 a.m. start.
Wow.
So a lot of safety talks, site visits, we'll work in with the safety manager and we'll be out there talking to people. We do a little talk about super and different things we can help people with. We do a lost super search for people on site. So it's a bit like we'll come to you and we'll help you sort your super out while you're on your break at work. We don't like to eat into work time. we're a very innovative fund. We're always looking for new things and new ways of helping our members. And last year we introduced Skylight Financial Solutions, which is the financial planning arm of our business. So BusQ is an industry fund, which means that our fees kept low, all the profits are returned to members. Nobody gets a commission. So whoever we help, we're there to help them. We're just doing it in their best interest. And Skylight's built in the same way and run as an industry fund would be. So it's the first meeting with the Skylight planners is always complimentary. We talk to people about their needs and understand what they want. And if they do want advice, then they're told up front, look, it's a fee for service. It's X amount an hour if they need to go that way. Through the super fund, you can get advice as a member of BusQ about your own membership in BusQ. So you can get investment advice, contribution advice, which is, you know, if you want to put in extra or do a contribution on behalf of your spouse. That's all included in your membership, so you're not actually paying anything extra for that. So we're very much about adding extra services that will add value for our members.
It's a key phrase.
There's some of the things that make us different. I mean, you can compare on returns. We usually do quite well. We're never going to be always top of the table, but long term, you know, we have had good returns for our members, strong returns. And you can compare on fees. Industry funds generally, you know, don't charge high fees. And we're very proud of the fact that our administration fee has been $1.50 a week for a very, very long time. Our pension product, which is when people retire, actually doesn't have any administration fee attached to it. And we also have a reward attached to our pension product now, which very few super funds have. And one of the things that we're really proud of as well is our child pension account. So if a member passes away, there's the option that their the amount of money they have in BusQ, including their insurance benefit, can go to their children, and it can be set up by way of a pension, so they get an income from it on a regular basis. So that's quite good, because not a lot of super funds offer that. So the money can continue to be invested for them, and we really look after them.
And that sort of stuff is important also from a tax perspective, using that pension environment, because it can be more beneficial.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and if, and so we always say to people, look, when you get to that age and you're ready to do a transition to retirement pension or a pension, you do need to be coming in to talk to our planners and advisors.
Yeah.
Because there's so much they can help people with, you know. And they will tell you if you can still get some of the Centrelink benefit as well, they'll help you to get that.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, if that's a possibility.
Yep.
So, and that's really important to people to understand what they can take advantage of.
Absolutely.
I think there's a very clear message in our entire conversation, which is go and see a professional, whoever it is. Like, it doesn't have to be BusQ, but go see someone who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, and the difference with us as well is, I guess, we understand this industry, so we have a really in-depth understanding of working with people in the building industry.
Yeah.
We understand the issues that they face, that the industry is cyclical, that you're not always in work, and there is the good times.
Yep.
And there is the downturns. And so it's important to work with a planner or a fund that understands that and can help you through it as well.
In my experience, one of my favourite parts of dealing with BusQ, and remembering that I'm only dealing with them, well, essentially as an employer or on behalf of my husband, was that people are talking to me in a language that I can understand. It's not overly complicated. They want to know how my week's been. They want to know how we're tracking in business. It's not just, look at this product, here's a fee-for-service product that, yeah, can help you, but, you know, sometimes that can feel like I'm trying to corner you into a new product. I've never felt that when speaking with BusQ. It is very much putting their members first, so much so, Anne, that you recently did some suicide training. I recall that we had a conversation about that, which I also wanted to touch on, because it is prevalent within the industry, and so much of how that comes to be a problem is through financial difficulties. So I love that your company is investing not only in you in that sense, but its members, in that you have that experience that you can bring to every conversation that you're having. Tell me how you found that experience and how you feel that you can use it practically in your day-to-day with builders, tradies in general.
Yep. So we, BusQ here, we partner with Mates in Construction, who are a charity who work very hard to prevent suicides in the construction industry. And Mates will train people on site to look out for their mates. So most of our staff here at BusQ have had the ASSIST training, which is the suicide prevention, keeping people safe for now. And it's a skill that, you know, I'm really grateful to have, because I don't know when I'll need it, whether it will be at work and I'll get a phone call through from our contact center saying, I've got a member on the phone and you need to talk to them because they've told me that they're going to take their own life, or whether it will be in my own life with a friend or a family member. It's just important that we understand that how prevalent mental illness is in our industry, in the construction industry, and that we're here to look after those people. So, lots of people here at BusQ have training with Mates, and we work, we do a lot of charity work for them, we raise a lot of money for them whenever we can, because it's something that we're very, very sadly, a lot of our death claims here come from suicides, and so we want to be able to look after our members and not have them get to that stage.
No. And it's something that I will touch on as well is superannuation is more than just about investing. There's also the insurance side of it, the life insurance side of it, that a lot of people don't realize can be built into your superannuation.
Yeah, that's right. So most people will join BusQ, and if they're a site worker, if they're an apprentice, we have budget cover for them, so they get $50,000 worth of death and disablement. And if they're on the tools, they'll have 200 deaths as a default, generally speaking, when they're in the MySuper plan, and 60 grand TPD cover. And you never know when you'll need it. Mm. I was out with an employer a few years ago, and she said to me, "Anne, I need you to help. I need you to go ring my sister. Her husband's been in a car accident this weekend, and he's in hospital, and I think he's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life." And so I went over to see this lady. His wife rang her and went over to see her. She's at the PA hospital. She had a small baby in her arms.
Oh, gosh.
So I was holding the baby while she was filling out the paperwork. Mm. Normally you wait 6 months for a TPD, but like in a paraplegic situation, the doctors are happy to say, not happy, but, you know, willing. They were able to certify straight away this person needs qualifies for that benefit.
Mm. Yeah.
And then at BusQ, we were able to manage that process because she had enough to do. She had a small baby. She had a husband. She had to feed her husband. She had to look after him. And I was able to bring back the paperwork, put it through to our insurer, make sure it got looked after and got paid really quickly.
Mm.
Our financial planning team were able to call her to offer her different options with regard to, you know, a lump sum payment or whether you're better off taking it over time, look at their needs and help her out in a number of different ways. We've also had death benefits. You know, you think people under the age of 30, they're not going to need it, you know, but you just never know. So one time, just an example, a story, I had a phone call from one of my employers saying on a Monday, you know, we've had a young man hurt himself at a stag night on the weekend, a bucks party, and we're not sure if he's going to make it. And so I went out, I got a phone call 2 days later, sadly, the life support had been turned off.
Mm.
And so we went and the next week sat with his wife, who was pregnant with their first baby.
Oh, goodness.
And helped her to fill out the paperwork, which is a really sad story. But the employer keeps in touch with me and she sends me pictures of the baby and they're just so grateful.
Yeah.
They said no other super fund would do that because we have that really strong relationship with our employers and we care for our members. We get so many beautiful letters here at the fund office, you know, saying I was in an accident, but all through the process, people were ringing me and telling me it was going to be okay and they were helping me, you know, with the insurance company because the paperwork when you're joining is one thing, but then when it comes to claim time can be another thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're in a state of massive shock and grief and stress and, you know,
that's
it's
the last
it's
thing you can even
stuff.
Think to comprehend or understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The same with terminal illness. So if you are terminally ill and you have less than 12 months to live and it's certified by a doctor, you can actually claim your insurance money from your superannuation along with your balance before you pass away.
Mm.
And so that's another situation, you know, where you really need someone to help you with the paperwork because if you're having chemo or whatever, your brain's fried. It's not, you're not thinking straight. You know, you need someone to say, well, you know, I'll help you. I'll bring the paperwork out to your house and I'll assist you and bring it back and get the paperwork through really quickly. So, we've often done that here at BusQ as well and just have a deep understanding that, you know, we care. Like we want people to be looked after, whether they're joining or whether they're leaving us. It's they're still our clients and we want to look after them.
Mm. And I just want to point out, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Anne, but all of that we've talked about is not just if you're an employee. That's, you know, if you're a self-employed person and you're a member of the BusQ fund, those sorts of benefits may be available as well, correct?
That's right. So we would look after our self-employed people a little bit differently. So the insurances are slightly different if you're self-employed than the group life cover. But we have got, we certainly can look after self-employed people, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a huge part of what we do.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that a lot of us don't consider with insurance or even superannuation. You know, we go chasing the best deal sometimes and, you know, there's all the adages about poor man pays twice. But, you know, super sad story. My wife's brother was a young apprentice and had a terrible accident, and he's permanently disabled. So, you know, massive brain injury, and it's been 7 years, and he still hasn't got any money out of his superannuation or his insurances, because, you know, the fund is maybe not as proactive and not as supportive of the members.
And yeah, that's awful.
He's, you know, full-time care with sort of, you know, parents in the 60s. And, you know, they're having all sorts of trouble to actually get looked after. So, you know, you've got to think about who's going to be good to deal with in the event that you actually need some of those services. Because it's all well and good to get a cheap deal up front and go with the cheapest fund and the one that's going to, you know, have... While low fees are good, you also want someone who's going to look after you at the end of the day. So
yeah. And I talk to people all the time and they say, look, I'm not happy with my current fund, and we'll have a look at it. And then they'll tell me that they've recently had breast cancer, and if they move funds, they're necessarily not going to be covered if they you know, come across to us or whatever. So they have to really consider whether that's the right move for them, because it might not be. So.
So again,
we want people to do what's right for them.
Again, we're saying go talk to a professional, get some advice, and it doesn't have to cost anything. How much? And I want to ask you about the roadshows and ways that people can access the BusQ sort of introductory services. Can you tell us a bit more about that? Any that you've got coming up, or perhaps the best way for listeners who are wanting to find out more?
Yep. So if you go to our website, which is www.busq.com.au, all our seminars that we run would be listed on there on the scroll bar. We've got a new employer page coming, so for businesses, that will list all the services we have for businesses, which we didn't really talk about today, but we have a whole range of services for employers and for businesses to help them become like an employer of choice and retain and keep good staff. We also have our Skylight Financial Solutions website, which people can go to get more information too. And I'm happy for you to share my contact details. I'm more than happy to take calls directly, and I can point people in the right direction as to who they should speak to here in our business.
Great, great. Well, we'll put all those details in the show notes for today's episode. But definitely go to all the W's and then BusQ, B-U-S-S-Q.
BUSSQ.com.au.
And you can stalk Sue and the team, Anne even, not Sue.
I'm more than happy to talk to BusQ. People. Nicole will tell you I love to have a chat.
I think that's a mutual connection. With
I know I've railroaded the interview, but that piqued my interest, that whole employer of choice, and I know we're sort of in wrap-up mode there, but what are some of the keys to that, Anne?
So the employer of choice is designed to add, I've got my new pamphlet here, some extra services. So we did a survey of our employers a couple of years ago and said, look, if we could add, what are the pain points in your business? And if we could add some extra services for you, what would you like? You know, list them in a preference.
Yep.
And one of the things employers said was access to counselling service, free superannuation advice, you know, help with paying their super. And also a health insurance for their staff. So we've gone out and talked to a number of different external partners. So one of the services that employers can avail of is like a counselling service for their staff. It's like an employee assistance program. And so the business that we've partnered with will offer that to employers at a 5% discount if they're a BusQ employer. So it's something that we have here for our staff at BusQ, and we love their service. And they recently helped us out when one of our colleagues passed away. They were fantastic for everybody to be able to talk to. So that's something a business can avail of, because more and more businesses are looking after their teams holistically.
Yep.
The free superannuation service is great. That's where our staff come out, sit in the lunchroom or take the barbecue bus out, pick one of the planners, and we'll just sit there and help people sort their super out, do lost super searches, update the beneficiaries on your account, so if something happens to you, your family's looked after.
Yep.
For a business, a lot of our employers use MYOB. So we've partnered with a company who offer a solution through MYOB for your superannuation. So it's a software that you can plug in to your MYOB that will allow you to download a file to pay your super through the BusQueue website. So if you don't want to sit there, if you've got 50 or 100 employees and you don't want to sit there and manually key in all this for each month, MyOB can be a little bit tricky to get a compatible file out of because they want you to use their services, which is fine. But so we've partnered with this software, and we pay for our employees to be able to download that software. So BusQueue picks up the tab, and this person who provides the software also provides advice on MyOB, which is very useful, Nicole. I'm sure you will agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if people have general inquiries about MyOB, he'll help them if they're a BusQueue employer as well. And one of our new services, of course, we've got our clearinghouse, which we provide free of charge to our default employers. Mm-hmm. And a new service that we've got recently is called CoverCard. Have you guys heard of CoverCard?
No.
No.
So they're a new startup business here in, they moved to Queensland last year. And they have a couple of different services that they offer. One is, which I think a lot of your listeners might be really interested in, simplifying the compliance of your ticketed workforce. So if you have people who need tickets to work on certain machinery or on certain site, and it's hard to keep track of who's got what license and when it's expiring, and you're doing it on an Excel spreadsheet.
Yep.
This service you can subscribe to, and you can put in all the license details of your employees on there and the expiry date. You can also upload details of the licenses, so you can have the licenses and pictures and everything sitting there.
Great.
And it's a subscription service, but it's offered to BusQueue employers to trial for 3 months at no cost.
Wonderful.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic service. It also helps you if you're recruiting. Like, it's got a database of people with different skill sets, so you can go in there and say, I want someone with a forklift ticket, a crane ticket, and something else, and it can help you find them. If you're a worker that's looking for a job, it can help you create your resume. So you put all your details in, and then you can click something and it creates a resume for you based on the details you've put in. So for tradies, it's perfect because none of us like to sit around and do resumes. And if you're a tradie, even less so. So it's a really good service. It's free for an employee or a person just keeping track of themselves and putting their own details in.
Yep.
And for employers, there are some costs involved, but for BusQueue employers, the first 3 months for either the recruitment side of it or the ticketing side is free just to trial.
Mm, that's brilliant.
Which is really good. And they're a lovely company to work with. They align really well with our culture, so we're really pleased to be partnering with them. So there's some of the services that we offer, and we've got a partnership with TUH Health Fund, which is the Teachers Union Health Fund that our members can access TUH now as well. So they're very competitive with their pricing.
Yep.
It's one of my biggest expenses.
And
you dare not have it with kids that are accident prone and need braces. Mm-hmm. But they've got a hub down in the valley, and you can go down there and park up for the day, and you can see your physio, your dentist, everyone in the one place at one time. So that's a great value add for everyone.
I think I'm going to start employing people just so I can access all
take advantage of everything we have to offer. And of course, we've got Skylight, our financial solutions company, which is really great because it's affordable financial advice. It's not biased, and people are not getting a commission.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's brilliant. Yeah.
So, you know, if you do have a product, the recommended product, there's a commission payable on it. It'll come back to you.
Fabulous. I have one last question from me, Anne. Just one from me. I'm sure he's got another dozen. Do I have to be a tradie to join BusQueue?
You certainly don't, Nicole.
Excellent.
So you can be a hairdresser. You can work at Domino's. I get a lot of referrals from people I've worked with for a long time, and they say, I want you to look after my daughter and my son.
Yes.
So I recently looked after one of my long-term clients who's got a painting company, and he wanted me to look after his daughter who works in criminal law.
Wow.
Jeez.
Her husband works in IT, said, Anne, I need you to go and see them and help them out. They both love BusQueue, joined, really happy. We've got a big company that signed with us recently to be their new default, and they're a childcare company.
Wow.
So we cater to everybody.
Cool. That's fantastic.
So podcasters? So,
Sorry?
Podcast producers?
Yes, definitely, Warren.
Cool, cool. Well, look, that was jam-packed with information and tips, and I know we've busted some myths, covered some of the key mistakes that people make and misconceptions about superannuation. And is there anything else you just wish tradies knew or did when it comes to this area?
My biggest wish is that people would not bury their heads in the sand and just take some action and, you know, listen to podcasts like this.
Good advice.
You know, like, you're the perfect person, Warwick, because you've got that financial planning background as well. Come and talk to us here at BusQ. Come and talk to us at Skylight. If you see us at an event, come up and shake our hands and have a chat. That's the first step. Don't just put it in the too hard basket, because it's really not. We'll help you simplify it and we'll help you understand your super, and then it's much, much easier to do something about it.
Awesome. Such good advice. And it was free.
And it wasn't advice.
Well, it was general advice. So just remember,
general information,
listeners, today's episode has been general information only. Obviously, none of this considers your personal circumstances. So please, before you act on anything we've talked about today, go and seek personal advice and recommendations from a professional. Obviously, we think the gang down at BusQ are awesome and you should check them out. I'm not a member, so I don't get paid for this. I just like companies that are helping the trades and doing right by tradies. So, and you and the team seem to be doing that in spades.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And just as well, I want to say, if people do want to come and see us here, we've got lots of parking. So
that's a big
important
tick.
And it's good. And we also travel regionally, so we can come and see you wherever you are.
And there's also the good old internet where people can access you as well.
That's right.
Cool. Well, Anne, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate you coming
on
the show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Warwick. Thank you, Anne. And, we'll post all those links, listeners, and by all means, go check out the team at BusQ. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
So there you go. BusQ, check them out. All the dubs, BUSSQ.
Correct.
As in the letter Q.com.au, BusQ. I can't remember what it stands for either. I should have asked.
Oh, I do know this.
And I'm going to go and move my super over because that sounds awesome.
I agree.
Even having worked in the industry for years, it's they got some great, like, extra stuff and value add, and definitely said some key words for me, which is that whole value add thing. So go check them out and go and join the Tradies in Business group. So if you're listening to this and you're not a part of the group, make sure you jump in there, head over to Facebook. Where else would you be but Facebook? search the groups area for Tradies in Business, just like the show title. You can jump in there and ask questions. You can share stories. You'll get lots and lots of opinions and answers from other tradies who are doing cool stuff, going through struggles. And Nick and I are in there too, lurking.
Sometimes.
Lurking in the shadows. Just keeping an eye on you all, making sure you play nice in the sandpit. But, yeah, go join the Tradies in Business group. It'd be great to have you in there. And we'd love to hear from some more ladies.
Please.
I was going to say chicks.
Not nice, Sheilas? Ladies. No.
No Sheilas?
You knew. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
So, any Sheilas listening, go join the group.
I'm going to thump him now.
Hooroo.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.